Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Susan Smith-Jones. She's made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA for 30 years how to be fit and healthy. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, an LA-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally as a motivational speaker, a frequent radio and TV guest. She's the author of over 25 books, including Recipes for Health Bliss, The Joy Factor, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside and Out Rejuvenation Makeover, and Susan's books, website, digital seminar series entitled Renew Your Life, available only through her website, which has a worldwide audience. And it's sort of like having a holistic health app for everything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, and balanced living. And she's with us once again on This Week in America, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you back.
Hi, Rick, and I guarantee that nobody will fall asleep during our discussion.
No, and that's what we're going to talk about on the program today. By the way, she's with us as we celebrate Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month here on This Week in America. It's a big time for all of us. We'll have a banana before the show's over. And you're thinking, listening, how does he know that? I got that at Dr. Susan's newsletter, and we'll tell you how to get that during the course of the program and why that's so important. But we're going to be talking about sleep on the program today, and sleep problems have been basically defined as an epidemic level in the country. I mean, it's really disconcerting when you look at the statistics. In fact, they'll keep you awake once you look at the statistics and find out what a big problem this is. How serious is sleep debt in America?
Yeah. Yeah, Rick, it's huge. They say, studies show, that 70 million Americans have chronic sleep problems. Last year, a record 43 million prescriptions were written for sleeping pills.
Wow.
And, of course, they have side effects. And getting little sleep, getting lack of sleep, always being in sleep debt, affects every issue of your life, from job performance to school, to grades, to health, to family harmony. You know, when you don't get enough sleep, it causes a toxic buildup, causes you to gain weight and age quickly. It leads to depression, irritability, impatience, low sex drive, memory loss, lethargy, relationship problems, lots of accidents, and so much more. So I think people are beginning to realize how important it is to get ample sleep every night.
What is ample sleep? And we've talked about that before on the program. Some people think, yeah, I can get by with 4 or 5 hours. Are they kidding themselves?
Completely. First of all, the best studies out show that adults need at least 7 to 8 hours. They say the ideal number is 8 1/4 hours of sleep nightly to maximize their ability to function daily. Adolescents need 9 1/4. They often get half of that. Preschoolers need 12 hours. Toddlers, 13. And babies need 14 to 18 hours of sleep every day.
Can we get caught? Can we catch up on it? Some people think, okay, I'm going to like shorten because I really got a lot to do during the week, but I'm going to sleep most of Sunday. Is it possible to get caught up in that?
You know what? I love that you asked that because you really can't get caught up. Listen to this. Every hour you lose adds to your sleep indebtedness, and you can't expect to catch up by sleeping in late one day a week because that lost sleep accumulates progressively and then contributes to long-term health problems. And, you know, it happens in adults, but it also happens in children. Children who don't sleep enough, it increases their chances of accidents and depression and also violent and aggressive behavior. So your body loves a ritual. Your body thrives on it. And ideally, you want to go to bed the same time at night and wake up the same time, not just weeknights, but weekends as well.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Website is very simple, susansmithjones.com. A lot of information in the course of the program today, and you can get this information at her website, susansmithjones.com. What happens over time when we are sleep deprived?
So if it's a consistent thing, if it's chronic sleep debt, it affects all aspects of your life. It will make you age more quickly. If we have time, I can go into some studies. It also makes you gain weight. It's almost impossible to lose weight and keep it off if you're always running around in sleep debt. Because the latest studies show that sleep affects your hormones that regulate satiety, hunger, and how efficiently you burn calories. So to put this simply, too little sleep makes you hungry, and especially for foods that are high in calories and low in nutritional value. These include processed junk foods, especially foods made with white sugar and white flour, fried foods like French fries and potato chips. And also, lack of sleep primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And there was a study done a few years ago, about 4 years ago, at Columbia University in New York City. And the researchers found that those people who slept 6 hours a night were 23% more likely to be obese than people who slept between 7 and 9 hours. Those who slept 5 hours were 50% more likely, and those who slept 4 hours or less were 73% more likely to be not just overweight, but obese.
So there, really, you've got some knowledge behind this when you're saying that there is a definite correlation, and studies prove it. There is a correlation between lack of sleep and being overweight.
Absolutely. And you know, it has to do with all of the hormones in your body. And it throws, when consistent lack of sleep throws your willpower right out the window. You know, remember that sleep, the job of sleep is to rebuild, renew, repair your body. And it's also when we reset our appetite control and our pain control. Sleep is when our energy regroups for the day to come. You can't expect to be vibrantly healthy and free of disease unless you get enough sleep. In fact, Rick, I'll go so far to say that there's nothing more restorative for your body than getting good sleep night after night after night.
There's some people who say, okay, I know I need the sleep. My mind is racing at 100 miles an hour as I try to go to sleep. So I'm using medication. I go to the doctor. He gives me some medication. You talked to, in the beginning of the program, about the large number of people. I mean, it's amazing the number of people that use some type of sleep aid. Talk about that, and are there natural ways that we can do that? Things that don't have the side effects, because when you look at the sleep medication, you've got some scary side effects there.
Yeah, they're terrible side effects, and all these over-the-counter drugs and medications or prescriptions from your doctor, they're natural things you can do. Foods like cherries, which actually have melatonin in them, having some cherries or cherry juice an hour before bedtime is great. Lemon balm or chamomile teas an hour before bedtime help to relax you. Bananas are rich in potassium and magnesium. These are natural muscle relaxants. And also, bananas contain an amino acid called L-tryptophan, and that gets converted in the body to 5-HTP in the brain, and that in turn is converted to serotonin and melatonin. Oatmeal kind of works the same as the bananas, oats are also rich in melatonin. Not many foods are. But for years, I've taken something. I used to get it at Whole Foods, but now since I can get a 25% discount, I'll tell you about it. I take something called Sleep Factors. And, you know, it's important to have minerals in reserve in your body. Most people are deficient in minerals. And Michael's naturopathic programs, which I take their Sleep Factors, and their essential minerals. And I do this many nights before I go to sleep, especially when I'm traveling. Calcium, magnesium, and iron all have a sedative effect. And the Sleep Factors is non-habit forming. It contains 5-HTP, melatonin, passion flower, hops, skullcap, melatonin, niacinamide. That's really good to help people who cannot return to sleep after awakening in the night. It's got magnesium, calcium, and you take sleep factors and the essential minerals together an hour before bedtime at night, and it will have you sleeping like a baby. I can't tell you, Rick, how many people I've put on this combo. And remember, I do not sell any products. I do not get a commission. But I used to get these at Whole Foods. But now, I'll give you an 800 number. Michael's Health is companies in San Antonio, Texas. And he's giving a 25% discount with the code VITALITY15 on any of his products. But I would say right now, check out Sleep Factors and Essential Minerals. His toll-free number is 800-845-2730.
And remember that special code and all of this information available at Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. You mentioned something that was interesting, that you travel a lot and you travel with the supplements to help you go to sleep. So often people will use travel maybe as an excuse. I can't eat at my normal time because I'm constantly traveling. I'm on the road. I'm preparing for meetings the next day. Sort of an excuse for not getting proper sleep. How do you juggle all of that on the road? The sleep that you really insist on getting every night and eating the proper meals at the proper time.
Well, you know, it's not always easy. I just returned from the UK, and you go over several time zones.
Yes.
You know, so it takes about 2 days for my body to adjust. And another reason why I take these supplements with me. But there are a few things you can do that will really help you. First of all, if at all possible, do not use a cell phone right before bedtime. A study at the University of Zurich found that people that were exposed to electromagnetic fields from cell phones before bedtime altered their brain waves and made it difficult to get good sound sleep.
Interesting.
If you need to use a phone at night, use a landline. You want to make sure the bedroom where you're sleeping is cool, dark, quiet. And also, if you wear pajamas, wear natural fiber, not polyester, because you sleep better in natural fiber, you know, pajamas. It's always good to have your pillow cold. Now, when I'm at home, and it's warmer here like it is this time of year, I take one of my gel packs out from the freezer that I keep in case I sprain something, and I set it on my pillow for 20 minutes before bedtime, put it back in the freezer, and a cool, chilled pillow on your head, on your face, will help you go to sleep quickly. Something else, about 2 hours before bedtime, you want to heat your body up. If you can do that, whether it's a hot shower or a sauna, because the process of your body cooling down from being heated up before bedtime, which is why you want to give babies a nice bath before bedtime, increases the natural increase in your body of melatonin and helps to promote sound, deep sleep.
Interesting, and all of this information available at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. It's interesting, you talk at the website about we spend a few minutes picking out a mattress and we spend a third of our life sleeping on that mattress. The correlation there between cause and effect really doesn't quite work out. And you also talk about sleep posture and how important that is, and nobody really ever talks about that. We just sort of plop down on a mattress and try to go to sleep. Well, and let's talk about posture first. What's the best way to get to sleep so that you're not rolling around and totally uncomfortable and you can't sleep properly?
And you want to support the alignment of your body. You don't want to sleep on your stomach, on your front. First of all, it creates more wrinkles. It puts strain on your lower back. Either on your back with a pillow under your knees or on your side with a pillow in between your knees. And also underneath your head.
Right.
Those are the best positions for sleep. And by the way, Rick, in my blog, you know, on in the navigation bar, second from the left, I have a detailed article all about sleep and the best ways, the best tips to sleep like a baby. I talk about how to pick out the best mattress as well.
Well, let's talk about that because that is important. And again, you mentioned we literally spend minutes picking out something we're going to spend a third of our life on.
I know.
Talk about what we need to look for, because price really isn't an issue as we're considering this. It's really what the support that we're getting.
Well, ideally, you want to buy a mattress from a company that gives you a trial period. The one I have in all of the bedrooms of my home and my wellness center is called IntelliBed. I write about it on my website. But they give you 60 days to test out the mattress. And if it isn't the best sleep you've ever gotten in your life, you can send it back. They'll even pay for shipping. No one's ever done that. But it's an amazing mattress. The father of sleep up at Stanford University claims that the IntelliBed is the best mattress ever made. It's not sold in stores, unless you're in Utah and you find it in some stores there. But I write about it on my website. If you go to favorite products, it's the second and third subheading. So you want to get a mattress that you can literally test out for 30 to 60 days, and if you don't like it, you can send it back.
All of this information available at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. You can, of course, link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And while at Dr. Susan's website, don't forget to sign up for Susan's monthly newsletters. They're free. It takes about 10 seconds to subscribe. You'll be automatically entered into a weekly drawing. The winner gets a 90-minute consultation with Susan. You'll be able to talk about anything you want, get personal, healthy living advice for you and everyone in your family. And that's very simple by going to SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. As always, the time goes by too quickly. We're talking about sleepless in America. As I say that, I'm thinking, is this a problem unique to America, or do you find that other countries are having a sleep deprivation problem as well?
Everywhere I travel in the world, people are asking me how they can get better sleep. Occasionally, I run into someone who in 30 to 60 seconds of lying down, they're fast asleep. That's often a sign, though, that you're in sleep debt if you go to sleep that quickly. And remember, too, some exercise during the day, not right before bedtime because it revs up your metabolism, but during the morning or the midday, if you get in some exercise, it will help you sleep better at night.
Tell me about, and I got a minute or so left here, tell me about napping, because some people think I can get by 5-6 hours of sleep and I take a little power nap in the afternoon and I'm fine. Does it work that way?
It's always best to get long interrupted sleep, but if you can take a nap, and there are some enlightened businesses that have sleeping rooms, that's great. But keep in mind, if you have insomnia, naps actually aggravate your night's sleep, because it might take the edge off your sleepiness, but an afternoon nap will make it even harder for you to get to sleep at night. You know, so I always say either nap regularly or not at all, and if you have insomnia, napping should be avoided.
A lack of sleep leads to weight loss. That's been proven. I understand also it can really accelerate the aging process.
Without a doubt, sleep deprivation increases the level of cortisol in your body, and that's a stress hormone. And there was a study done at University of Chicago where they had participants slept 4 hours a night for 1 week, and they found that they metabolize glucose 40% more slowly than usual, which is the same rate as seen in elderly people. But the glucose metabolism quickly went back to normal after getting a full night's sleep every night for a week. You can't just make up in one night.
It's interesting, and all of this, again, available at Dr. Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. You can link onto our website and get directly there. That's thisweekinamerica.us. A fascinating discussion, as always. Dr. Susan, thank you for joining us on the program. We look forward to having you back with another interesting topic. And again, all the information available and much, much more at the website. The website is an excellent website, SusanSmithJones.com. Thanks for being with us and look forward to having you back.
Thank you. Sweet dreams, everybody.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.